The topic I decided to choose was police brutality against African Americans and the rise of awareness towards these horrific moments due to social media. The term police brutality is sometimes used to refer to various human rights violations by police. This might include beatings, racial abuse, unlawful killings, torture, or indiscriminate use of riot control agents at protests. Updated estimates from the Bureau of Justice Statistics released in 2015 estimate the number to be around 930 per year, or 1,240 if assuming that non-reporting local agencies kill people at the same rate as reporting agencies. In the past year, police brutality has become the spotlight of social change, with frequent police brutality cases targeted towards Black people, such as George Floyd being killed by a police officer from using extensive force when detaining him, Breonna Taylor, an innocent girl who was killed in a police shooting. These two were the main cause of social change. Black Lives Matter protests roared throughout America demanding for the change against police brutality, emphasizing that police officers can no longer be let off scot-free. The misconduct they enforce must be reprimanded by the government, leading to there needing to be more rules and regulations that do not allow police officers to engage their own rage, their own racist agenda, leading to the abuse of power just because they are police officers. Many people believe that the root of the problem boils down to the police academy, which is where police officers are trained in order to pass an exam to be a certified police officer. America's academy training is short compared to Europe's police training. Europe's police training spends close to 2 to 3 years in police training and police college before being named an accredited police officer. America's training consists of a short 12-week training before being named an active duty police officer. This discrepancy can be the key difference to why police brutality is significantly less in Europe compared to America. It has become very prevalent that something needs to change inside the police force in the way they are trained. A common suggestion made by millions is to enforce police reform. This is a tricky situation because the federal government does not have the authority to enforce a nationwide law regulating police forces to act a certain way in different jurisdictions. However, there is a sense of blackmail that can be received by these different police stations by having the federal government control all of the financial power over these stations. Therefore, they can state that if they don't follow these simple new rules and regulations decreasing police brutality, they will not be granted the financial support from the government. It is a dirty way of negotiation, but is extremely warranted due to the awful conditions of America's police force right now. Social media has allowed information about these cases to reach millions of people around the world, allowing everyone to participate in the and understand the full extent of all of these discriminatory situations. Thanks to social media, people can utilize their voices and demand for change as these ethically wrong altercations happen.